welcome, one and all, to another episode of Game Over, the premier video game show hosted by two brothers and currently nobody else on Mondays at 5 o'clock, only on 101.5 UMFM and UMFM.com. I'm your host, Adam Pazdor, and my faithful squadmate, Adam Pazdor. Matt Menier, I assume, is battling the depths of Winnipeg winter traffic.
Yes.
So we wish him all the best in that, and hopefully he'll be joining us relatively soon. But we definitely won't lack things to talk about this week. Of course, obviously, Matt, I think, is the only one who actually owns currently a copy of Smash Bros. So if you were, if you were expecting to tune in today and it just be the Smash Bros. 30 minutes, you're going to have to wait, unfortunately, one more week because Amazon, I don't know if it was Amazon or if it was Canada Post, the strike, I don't know who did it, but our copy of Smash Bros., which I pre-ordered on Amazon, for the last time, not that I would pre-order the same game twice, but I don't think I'm going to pre-order anything else on Amazon, is coming this week. Yeah. So I've played a bit of it. We played a bit of D&D, or I did at least. I got my butt handed to me by a guy who takes it way too seriously for a game that came out day one, Chris.
Well, some of us were just trying to run the session, so
yeah,
didn't get a chance to play it.
Well, I mean, that was before the session
That's
started.
True. That's while Ash and Grant were installing
We were trying to battle through the immense renovations going on in our D&D household. Anyway, this isn't the D&D podcast. That's coming later in 2019. Or is it? Who knows? That'll be fun. But in the meantime, we've been talking the last couple weeks about the Game Awards.
Yeah.
So we always have those to talk about. I have a confession, and for Black Friday, I've told people before that I bought Valkyria Chronicles 4. And, you know, mostly just to take a little break from Let's Go, because I find myself hating my Let's Go team. Maybe it's I'm just not used to playing the Pokemon game so early.
Yeah.
You know, like the early game. But everyone's just so weak.
Yeah.
And I find myself just, I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to try Valkyria Chronicles 4, and I haven't wanted to put it down. I've been adoring that game. The best way I can describe it is a very good anime with brief bits of gameplay in it. Because the ratio doesn't seem one-to-one. Like, there does seem to be more anime story than there is ratio. And it's, like, this is, you know, the series. You haven't played the game, but you know it's alternate world, World War II.
Yes.
Like, some of the
and
names.
I have, too, played this series. I played the first one.
We played the first one.
I got, like, 2 hours in and went, this is way too much anime and not enough gameplay.
Nah, there you go. Yeah, so the fourth one, I don't know what happened in the middle of the PSP era, but the fourth one is much like that. But luckily, I enjoyed the anime stuff. So far, it's been pretty entertaining. It's gone places. I don't mean, like, necessarily dark places in, like, the bowels of war.
Yeah.
But it just made some, like, really gross adult references.
Okay.
That I didn't expect. I'm not going to share them on air.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
But, like, I explained them to my girlfriend, and she was like, they said that? I'm like, I know. I couldn't believe
you
it either.
Tell me after the show.
They dressed it up a little bit, but I couldn't believe they said that. But it's been really entertaining, and the gameplay is still very fun, and works perfectly on the Switch. I could pick it up. I was playing on my lunch break today. I just, like, put the Switch in the little kickstand. I brought a controller with me.
Yeah.
Banged out half an hour of Valkyria Chronicles. Awesome. Love that game, and absolutely enjoying 4. From the brief bit of Smash Bros. That I played, we'll get more from Matt whenever he gets here. It seems like it's Smash Bros, guys. It seems good.
What do you want here?
Yeah, it's like I played half an hour, and then half an hour is very fun. It's exactly what I expected. But there was a quote. I'm going to try to look it up. I meant to actually look up the quote, the exact quote here. But there was actually a quote from the Pokemon developer, the head developer
Game
of Pokemon.
Freak?
I think it was someone at Game Freak, but either way, it was basically, you know what, I don't even need to look up the exact quote. It was basically saying, confirming some details about the next Pokemon game.
Yeah.
That it's going to come out next year, probably late next year, and that it's going to be a more, he phrased it differently. He didn't say more adult, but it's certainly going to be more difficult. It's
going
to be more hardcore, and it's going to be exactly what you're expecting.
Yeah.
So that was a very good quote, and then I also meant to show you guys a quote from Sony, the Sony chief, where he basically was like, yeah, I know that Fortnite's doing well, but I think between, like, God of War and Spider-Man and the Detroit Beyond Human and what's the other one that I'm blanking on? Horizon Zero Dawn. We've proved that there's still a large number of gamers that are clamoring for quality single-player games. I think he said, like, unbelievable stories and fantastic gameplay or something like that. And it's like, yep. This is why, like, I was never a Sony fanboy for the previous generations, even though we had Sony first. It was always blow Nintendo, and then we got an Xbox for some reason. I can't really explain it to you. Xbox went on top. And now it's like, I'm about to become a fanboy because everything they seem to do is like, yes. Yes.
I know.
So what do you think of either of those quotes? I'll try to look them up, the specific ones.
I think that, yeah, it's very important that we, that you know, publishers recognize that, because I think there's a lot of, and you can find some very troubling quotes by people like from Ubisoft who are essentially like, we're just going to try and provide services now. And I went, ooh.
Or EA.
Yeah. Well, EA is in a league of its own. But yeah, no, it's really encouraging to hear that. I'd hope that they actually, you know, go through with it. It's not just a thing that they're saying, although, I mean, they did this year, certainly. And I'm really glad that both, like God of War and Spider-Man both did really well. Cause I think part of the problem is that I don't think there's a whole lot of distinction in the mind of a publisher between a crappy single player experience not doing well and a just in general single player experience just not being things the public wants. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, they just don't want poop.
Yeah.
Like it's not that it was single player poop. They just don't want poop. I think that's encouraging. Also, hi, Matt.
Yeah.
Hello.
What do you think about that, Matt?
I mean, just based on the last statement, I would agree.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with movies when, like, some movie bombs and then the studios are all like, people don't want this kind of movie anymore. It's like, no, it was just a bad movie.
I was thinking that exact same thing. You know why? Is because, okay, we're going to get a little off topic here. Bear with us, people. Because, obviously, Avengers 4, I won't reveal the name in case you want to watch it yourself, but Avengers 4, the trailer dropped this past week. And that made, I've just been watching Infinity War and getting hyped, rehyped, even though it's like months away. But more importantly, whenever a bad movie comes out, like Suicide Squad or something, and then it just doesn't work, there's always that group of people, and sometimes it's even a large group of people. And I think this happened with the Star Wars, like the more divisive, more recent Star Wars movies too, where it's just like, well, what did you expect? You just can't please everybody. You just can't have a movie that's a sequel to a franchise that started like 25 years ago and get it right. You just can't. Suicide Squad, you just can't have all these characters come in here and do a good movie. I think Infinity War breaks that excuse forever.
Yeah.
That movie should not work, but it proves once and for all that if you do something well, anything can work. Literally anything. Guardians of the Galaxy, people.
Yeah. Talking raccoons.
We're crying over trees now. Okay?
Just because something's difficult to make it good doesn't mean you can't make it good.
Yeah, so the next time I hear that in any medium, I'm gonna scream, I think.
Yeah. Well, and frankly, the Infinity War thing, like, the solution they came up with seems so obvious now. What do you do when you have 30 hero characters? You make the villain the protagonist.
Yeah.
Like, that's so obvious, but I can't believe nobody thought of that.
Well, I mean, four guys thought of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, we were just, to catch Matt and anyone who's coming in late, by the way, listen to Game Over. We were just talking about the quotes. There was a Nintendo quote saying the next game's going to be more hardcore. Like, duh. But I feel that, especially with the people, like, we all got it. I'm not going to throw shade. I am going to throw shade. We all got it when we played Let's Go. I think Let's Go is great for Pokemon. I don't think I don't think that should be a controversial opinion.
Yeah.
Because it's bringing in extra people. Matt, weren't you saying that you knew someone who literally bought a Switch for Let's Go?
Yeah. A friend of mine who, like, was a casual Pokemon fan, like, played back in the day and I think had, like, White on a DS or something, but like wasn't really into it at all. Like, got super into Pokemon Go, and then when Let's Go came out, she played at her friend's place, loved it, and bought a Switch and Let's Go.
Wow.
Because Pokemon Go got her back into it.
Yeah, like that is the exact picture perfect description of what they want this game to do.
She is Nintendo's dream consumer.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially because we've been sitting here for, it feels like a year about talking it. It feels like a year talking about that game and the way they switched up the mechanics, and now we're talking about the fact that we don't want to see Pokemon catching come back, or at least the standard way of Pokemon catching come back. I could not have seen that happening like 8 months ago when we recorded the thing. We're like, oh, no more random Pokemon battles, and now we're like, I don't miss it. So I think that Pokemon Let's Go has been great for Pokemon, but again, the guy just popped on to be like, hey guys, we still do know what we're doing. Okay, so Matt, since neither of us have really played it, Smash update.
It's great.
Ugh, dang it.
Spoiler alert. I've had a fantastic time with Smash so far. I've pretty much only played it single player.
Oh, really?
Everyone like went out of town or was busy the weekend Smash came out.
Including
so
me.
So I've been doing it pretty much single player only so far. But I'm having a fantastic time.
The thing that we really didn't understand, which is good because we know the multiplayer. I played a little bit of multiplayer. And it was Super Smash Bros. It was exactly what you expect. Yeah. I did play as Simon. The first character I played at in Smash Ultimate was Simon.
The only one you're allowed
to play
as.
He's one of my favorites so far. The Belmonts are really cool.
He's really good. Yeah, I really dug him. I really liked K. Rool, too. Mm-hmm. I was just having a blast with the new guys. But we knew the multiplayer was going to be good. The single player. So World of Light and Spirits mode. What the heck is going on with those two modes?
Oh, yes, please fill us in.
Okay, so the single player sort of stand. They always call it like this version of like Subspace Emissary.
Yeah,
they're not really that similar. So basically, World of Light is a single player campaign, and you sort of play as like a little top down thing through an overworld, and you move your way through sort of under the guise of like trying to basically unlock all the characters from the game who have been sort of not killed really but sort of turned
corrupted into
sort of possessed by the big bad for this game, who's called Galeem. Yeah, I'm not really sure what he is yet, but anyway, basically you play through, and on your way to finding all the characters to unlock, you fight sort of other versions of the characters that have been possessed by spirits, and spirits basically are just little like bonuses and power-ups that
like
you can
buffs.
Give to your guy. But they all like come with a character that's kind of makes them more fun. So basically, you'll have, say, you start as Kirby. He's the only one you have unlocked at the beginning for the single player mode. Mm-hmm. And so then you have Kirby, and then you can equip your sort of main spirit. And then depending on what your main spirit is, it'll have a certain number of slots for more support spirits. And there's sort of a rock, paper, scissors style type advantage for the spirits. There's like four different types of them.
Okay.
So basically you don't want to stick with one throughout the entire thing. So you're constantly sort of switching and changing them up. Hmm. And they all give you like different little bonuses. So one, you might start with a bomb mom equipped, or, you know, you might start at like 30% damage, but you have like higher defense.
Right.
Or, you know, they all give you sort of like different little things like that.
Right.
So you can sort of mix and match them to sort of, you know, create kind of an equipment
set,
almost. Yeah, like a loadout, kind of. And yeah, basically you just go through and you battle all these spirits, and each time you beat one, you collect that spirit, so now you can use it as
options.
Part of your thing.
Okay.
And you just sort of work your way through and collect all the characters.
Hmm.
And when you unlock a character in that, you unlock it like for every mode.
Oh, okay, that's handy.
Yeah.
And I've heard you can, like, okay, so you can update me a couple things that I've heard but cannot verify. Mm-hmm. I've heard you can unlock somebody, like, everybody really fast. Like, there's a pretty steady progression of character unlock.
Yeah, World of Light is not all that quick for unlocking characters, but there are other ways you can do it. You can unlock them just by, like, playing normal games, same as you would before.
10 minutes of, 10 minutes of multiplayer gameplay, you would get the option to fight somebody else. You'd get a new challenger approaching after every 10 minutes is what we heard.
Yeah, that's fairly close. Maybe a little slower than that, but that's pretty accurate. And then probably the fastest way that I've been doing it is you can play classic mode, which is exactly as sort of classic mode has been since Melee. Every time you beat classic mode with a particular character, it will unlock. It'll give you the chance to unlock another character.
Yeah.
So like you can go and find a list. It's like, you know, oh, beat classic mode with Link gives you the, like, unlocks Zelda.
Yeah, just bounce through that.
Yeah, so, like, each character has a corresponding character that they unlock for classic mode.
Yeah, I think I've seen a couple lists. Some of them surprised me. Like, I think one of the Pokemon popped up on Mario's list before it popped up on Pikachu's list.
Yeah, they don't.
Pikachu's even got the cute ones.
Yeah, there's not always a connection between them. Like, Link doesn't actually unlock Zelda. You know, it might unlock, like, Pac-Man or something.
Yeah.
They don't really have a connection with those.
Okay.
That's I'm just seeing, by the way, breaking news here. Actually, I have no idea how breaking this is, but I just loaded up the list of Game Award winners, and I'm seeing our headline here that says, "The Witcher 3's Geralt coming to Monster Hunter World."
That interesting. Seems, like, appropriate.
That seems like it makes sense. Yeah, that's basically his game is a version. Yeah,
they've done a few crossovers. Like, they had a Final Fantasy one. They had a Mega Man one.
Yeah.
So, that'd be cool.
All
probably
right.
As a character skin or something like that.
Probably. It'll be interesting to see what that happens. I'm still, like, if it goes on sale, like, who knows, I might pick up The Witcher 3. Now, we do want to talk about the Game Awards. I, unfortunately, had to work through the actual awards, so I wasn't able to literally watch them, but I've watched a couple clips. There were so many trailers released, so I might, once we go through the awards, I might find a list of the trailers if we have time to talk about them, but we'll honestly probably run out of time. However, did either of you guys watch it live, first of all?
I did not.
I didn't. I went and watched, like, a highlight thing afterwards.
I think I read an article. It was a beautiful article called "The Russo Brothers Are Master Trolls." And so the way I understand it, and people feel free to reach us out on Facebook, facebook.com/gameover, Game Over UMFM, that the Russo brothers showed up, and so everybody and their uncle was predicting the Avengers trailer was going to drop Thursday for the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm, right.
This is what everyone was predicting. After we had been going back and forth on the internet and YouTube videos and Twitter, oh, is the trailer going to drop today? No, it's not going to drop today. Well, they're going to be showing up at the Game Awards, so obviously they're going to show up. So they go up on stage. They're at the podium, ready to announce something, and they say, Fortnite. And they talk about Thanos and Fortnite for a little bit, and then they leave, and the screen goes black. And everyone's going, this is it. The trailer is coming out. And then what happened? It was Super Smash Bros. Announcing that Joker from Persona is the first DLC character announced. So I guess the Russo brothers and Sakurai must have just got together and decided to break hearts. I got to see, I don't know what website it was. I wish I could point you guys in that direction. But they just like screenshotted a bunch of tweets and put them on the, and like embedded them into the website. And it was all people's just hearts being crushed.
Because not mine. I'm excited for Joker.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Joker's a good reveal too. Yeah. But like if you're
expecting
Avengers,
seeing the show live. Yeah.
But yeah, so... While we're on the topic of Super Smash Bros., this is actually a really good segue.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played Persona. I don't think Adam has either. And the reveal trailer didn't show any gameplay, unlike the Piranha Plant trailer, for example.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen with this Joker? First of all, tell us, who the heck is this guy, Joker?
So he's like the player protagonist, sort of silent protagonist, in Persona 5. And for those who like don't know, the like battle system in Persona, you have like a mix of like regular melee attacks, so like I think he uses swords, like ranged attacks, so but that like correspond to each character. So Joker uses like guns, and then you have like persona attacks and like magic attacks, and your persona is like spirits that you collect, sort of similar to Smash Bros, that like all give you different abilities and stuff like that. They're like a little bit like adult Pokemon in that respect, where you like go around and battle them and like collect them, and then you can use them as part of your team.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to some cool like Bayonetta style like summon attacks, but he'll also have like plenty of just regular kind of like melee and like gun type ranged attacks.
Okay.
So he's like pretty well rounded. There's not like, honestly, Joker doesn't have like a ton of personality because he's the player. He's the silent player character.
Yeah.
But like visually, he's going to be super interesting. And I think his gameplay will be pretty well balanced as well.
Okay, that's good.
He's going to have a killer final smash, whatever it ends up being.
Literally,
yeah. There's some like the battle mechanics, or not mechanics, but the battle scenes, I guess, in Persona are like super stylized,
mm-hmm.
And just like really like up tempo, like cool looking stuff. So I'm really excited to see what his final smash will be.
He sounds like a good fit, and yet I hadn't heard much information about him. Like I hadn't heard him in the rumor mill. So that seems like they're once again. They're going to pick Sakurai, Daddy Sakurai is going to pick the right character, whether or not you thought he should.
Yeah.
Because it's his game, and he's just like, I gave you enough. I put all this stuff in there for you. The DLC and the character list. That's for me.
Yeah. Well, did you watch the game theory on Smash?
I didn't because I didn't want to spoil it.
Okay, so I have.
Okay.
So I know things.
Well, don't tell me things because I don't want to know things. Okay, so I am going to go through, before we get to the actual award winners in our opinions, I am going to go through the games that got announced / released / revealed, all the notifications that weren't to do with the awards. So first of all, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, is coming for Switch. First of all, I had no idea Marvel Ultimate Alliance was still going, but that might be one of the things where if it's in the Switch marketplace and it's like, hey, it's 80% off and it's $7, I'd be like, Sure. I had a good enough time with those games growing up. Yeah. I might give that a shot. And that's the beauty of the Switch. There's never been a console more. Previously, it was the PC. But even then, it's like, am I going to sit down and play this for 20 hours? But on the Switch, anything goes. Because I can just always have it with me. So the more options
possible,
the
better. I got 5 minutes while my computer is booting up. Switch time.
Exactly. Rocket League McLaren Car Pack. They announced that. It's available now. So
that's
if you're into Rocket League and you're into McLaren cars, which I've watched enough Top Gear to know that I should be, you can get that. Far Cry New Dawn looks like it's the next entry. Looks like it's going to be kind of cyberpunk. Not totally sure. We haven't played a lot of Far Cry here, actually. Yeah. It's a big game that's missed us. Hades. It looks like it's an indie game that's coming out. Scavengers, announcement trailer coming out. There are games that we'll definitely know, don't worry. Crash Team Racing is returning. So after Crash got its own reboot, it's coming back. The Outer Worlds, a new game from Obsidian, is coming out. So it's got
So cool.
I know.
Yes, that one actually does look really cool. I'll be excited to try that one out.
I will be one of many Fallout fans who are like, okay, jumping ship now. You had your chance.
Yeah. The Last Campfire, the same from Hello Games, from the same studio behind No Man's Sky. So I don't know if that's going to help them or hurt them. But certainly it has name recognition.
Yeah.
Looks interesting. PUBG has a new map. Yippity-doo-dah. Dark Souls-style game Ashen is out now. That was another one where it's like, hey, we're announcing it, and it's out. I love that kind of stuff. I wish people would do that more. Them and JJ
Do you
Abrams.
Like to buy this? Here! Now you can!
Yeah, exactly. There's been a reason that I've been rushing through the other ones, because Dragon Age 4...
What?
...called The Dread Wolf Rises, formally revealed. Dragon Age. It didn't have much. No gameplay, no nothing. It just had a little... image and a voiceover from Solas, who we now know as the Dread Wolf indeed. But yes, so we were wondering about that.
Right, yeah.
It was a very interesting progression. We spent 1 week wondering about it. The next week we heard a report, and then like a month later they've confirmed it.
Yeah.
There you go. Stay tuned here, guys. We got the inside scoop. The Pathless, another game coming out. This was a big one for me and Adam. Mortal Kombat 2, or Mortal Kombat, sorry, not 2, 11.
Yeah, exactly.
Very different. Well, I just saw the two straight lines next to each other, you know. Well, Mortal Kombat 11 it looks exactly like you'd expect it to. There was a thing where Scorpion died and then a different Scorpion came back. So I don't know if that's just because Scorpion's immortal or that's a mechanic. We'll wait and see. This one should get Adam to get very excited. Psychonauts 2.
Woo!
That's interesting. Fortnite, The Block introduced. If you play Fortnite, you're probably extremely excited about that. And Rage 2 release date. And last but not least, Joker announced, which we already talked about. Okay. We spent enough time. We have only 6 minutes left, but I think we've pretty much covered all our thoughts. So let's just I can read the information. You guys can. We can all go like yes, because we actually did pretty good. I should get ourselves a scorecard. Maybe post it. We did solid. Game of the year, God of War.
Woohoo!
Called it.
Good
knew
choice.
It. Right. That's the right call.
Yeah.
And Corey Barlog was. If you could watch the video, he's like front row center. Like they literally could not have seated him closer. And it reminded me of that old Daniel Tosh Just for Laughs thing, where it's like, "What do you mean you're surprised you won? You had a front row seat.
No, you had an aisle seat.
You had an aisle seat. Yeah. Woo! I won. Yeah. But he could not have been closer. It's like Corey, just sit right there because you'll be up a lot.
Yeah.
Good for him. Best game direction, God of War. We knew that one. Best ongoing game, Fortnite. Call that one. That's another easy one. Best narrative. I think we voted God of War for this one too.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2 won that one. I have a hard time arguing with that one. It's like it's a toss up between the two of them.
Yeah.
I get it. Best art direction, Return of Obra Dinn. I've since looked up this game. Embarrassingly enough, I did not know about it, and I can see why it won. It looks really, really interesting, and it's from the creator of Papers, Please. So,
oh yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I really want to try
it
this.
An
one.
Absolute masterpiece. Yeah, so it's going on the list.
I mean,
of,
frankly,
Winter.
Yahtzee liked it. Do you know how rare that is?
Yeah, and we know how influential that is for Adam. This best score true. / music, Red Dead Redemption 2. I think we thought that was a toss up between a few of them.
Yeah,
but I'm not surprised that Red Dead Redemption 2 won one of these. Actually, I don't think we gave it enough credit. Best audio design, Red Dead Redemption 2. I think we knew that one.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Best performance. I was betting on Yuri Lowenthal, but it did indeed also go to Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan in Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah.
Another one. Could have gone a few ways.
That's the first one I'm upset about.
Because you wanted Yuri?
Yeah. His performance was masterful.
Spider-Man might be my favorite fictional character of all time.
Yeah.
And Yuri Lowenthal is my favorite Spider-Man. But I know that's just for me. Objectively, the stuff that, like, the amount of things that they had to do in Red Dead Redemption, and that this guy nailed them all, I have to bow down. It's pretty impressive. Games for Impact, Celeste. We knew that game was going to make waves.
Yeah.
That's about to do well as well. Best independent game, Celeste. Makes sense. I'll skip a few of the ones that we didn't vote on. Best action game, Dead Cells. I think we hadn't played many of these, so we weren't totally sure. Best action adventure game. It's different somehow. God of War.
Okay.
Yeah, so one game of the year, obviously it had to win there. Best role-playing game, Monster Hunter World. There you go. We weren't totally sure which way that one was going to go. Best fighting game, Dragon Ball. I think we actually...
That was what I predicted.
I think we predicted that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I said Dragon Age.
Dragon
Ball.
Best family game, Overcooked 2. I think, Matt, you said you had played the Overcooked series. Not necessarily that
I hadn't
one,
played. Maybe. I hadn't played the second one, but the first one's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they look a lot of fun. It just seems like it's going to be a... trouble to like rope that many people down or people down to play. It's so tough to get people.
I know.
Yeah, you definitely want to do it 4-player.
Yes. Best strategy game, Into the Breach, from the FTL people.
Another thing on my Steam wish list.
Makes soul sense. And again, pretty sure we called that one.
Yeah.
Although Valkyria Chronicles 4 is on there, so the more I play it, the more salty I might get about that, but we'll see. Best sports last racing game, Forza Horizon. Guys, I think I just had a stroke on here.
Forza Horizon 4.
Hey, just Horizon with cars? That could be kind of cool.
I guess it could have been worse. Yeah, Forza Horizon 4. There we go. Best multiplayer game, Fortnite. And I think that's pretty much all the ones that we voted on, because after that, it's a bunch of esports stuff, which we don't want to disrespect, but we don't know enough to vote. We just be taking blind stabs in the dark. So other than Adam wishing it was Lurie Lowenthal, I did it again. Wishing it was Yuri Lowenthal. I really miss those extra 2 hours that I used to get on Mondays of sleep, that is. Are there any surprises there?
I don't think there's anything huge, no. I think all of those were sort of what I expected in the various categories, or at the very least, if I was unsure, they were a front runner.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised that Spider-Man didn't win anything.
That's true.
Like, for the AAA titles, it was pretty much the Red Dead and God of War show.
Yes.
But I'm kind of surprised that Spider-Man didn't sneak out one or two of those.
Yeah.
I could have seen Score, because I think John Paisano's score is remarkable. And who even did win Score? Score music went
It was Red Dead.
Yeah, it was Red Dead. Yeah. Which is also very good, but it's a lot more subtle. Like, I can remember
Spider-Man theme. Which is why it won Spider-Man audio design.
Yeah, it deserved audio design. I would have questioned Score. I'm kind of surprised about that. But
yeah, I find, like, Score often goes to, like, more understated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not often, like, the big sort of, like, heroic stuff that wins Score.
Yeah.
I've just found, like, whether it's games or, like, Oscars especially, it tends not to be, like, the big, like, memorable ones. It's more, like, it's usually the subtler stuff that gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going for Spider-Man for that one as well. But I'm not surprised that Red Dead got it.
Honestly, I could have seen God of War get that one, too, because, I mean, Matt really Slosh has to play God of War.
I own it now, but I haven't played it yet.
Ah, good. So you're getting closer.
It's a start.
Eventually, at some point, the disc will make its way into my PS4, and then probably another month after that, I'll play it.
How's the Breath of the Wild playthrough going?
It's been stalled out for Pokemon and Smash.
That's what I figured. Yeah. It's just, there's just not enough hours in the day. Speaking of not enough time, hey, that's
we're out of it again.
We're out of it. So next week, I promise, unless Amazon screws up more, which I guess could happen, next week I promise we will be talking about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. We'll probably devote the entire half hour to it, because we'll have devoted a large chunk of time to it. And then the week after that, if I'm correct, we're off.
Yes.
We're taking the holidays off, so you'll be getting a double dose of TV Talkers. Or you'll be getting just listen to other stuff. You don't have to listen to us. Live your own life.
Neil can put on an hour-long song and I'm actually go through.
Neil can put on his hour-long song. That's right. But in the meantime, stay tuned for another episode of TV Talkers, and we'll see you guys next week.